We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The last 10 minutes of this first hour, Dr. James Lamb is our guest. We're going to talk about victory in the pro-life movement. Doesn't seem like an era of victory, at least since the election of President Barack Obama, who ran on a pro-choice platform and was elected on a pro-choice platform, and he's wasted no time implementing that platform. Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, and he's author of an article in the latest issue of the LifeDate newsletter titled Victory, Moving Forward in Victory. Dr. Lamb, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Okay, Barack Obama overturned the Mexico City policy. He appointed the most pro-choice governor to the Health and Human Services. He has opened up federal funding again to embryonic stem cell research, and he's promised to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, and you're talking about moving forward in victory. What do you mean?
It does seem a little strange, doesn't it? Because there's not a lot of victory talk amongst pro-life folks these days. A lot of complaining about what the president is doing, which, of course, shouldn't be surprising us. As you said, he ran on this. He promised this. He's just doing what he has promised to do. So it doesn't seem like a lot of victory. But the victory that I'm talking about in this article is not a victory that's dependent upon government. It's a victory over death that God has given us. Thanks be to God, Paul says, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a victory that nothing, no one, no government can take away from us, and that's the victory we as Christians have that we live in, that we can move forward in, no matter what the political climate around us might be.
Okay, so someone's going to say, well, that's all fine and good. That's a very spiritual view of our predicament nowadays, and yet we're still faced on the ground with the prospect of very little pro-life victories, at least politically and legislatively, for probably the next 4 years straight. Where do the two meet?
Well, because we have this victory given to us in Christ, and we are assured that, we have a different perspective on what's going on out there, and we're called then to bring that perspective to bear on these issues. We live in victory, and that calls us to be different, and to have an influence then, based on that victory, upon the world in which we live. And I think that's where a lot of Christians, we fall short, because we just kind of bask in this victory. As you said, it's nice to know that, and we don't translate it into being different and making a difference in the world around us. And our faith becomes just kind of an aspect of our lives, another aspect of our lives, rather than the perspective from which we view all life.
Talk about your experience recently in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life.
Well, I was there with lots and lots of Lutherans this year, and it was a great experience. For one thing, the weather was good for a change, and that helped a lot. But the thing I talk about in the article is that after the march, the next day, I was able to meet with quite a number of very prominent pro-life leaders, names that just really stand out. And these people they're really tuned in a lot more than I am with the political climate in D.C. And it was interesting that I asked one of them, what should I tell pastors? When they ask me, and they frequently do as I travel around, what can I do? I said, what should I tell pastors when they ask me that question? And the answer was immediate. It was preach the gospel. And that's really kind of the theme of Lutherans for Life. It's bringing this good news that we have, and not just proclaiming it, and not just spewing nice-sounding words into the air, but bringing that good news to life and applying it to these issues. And there was a kind of a consensus of two critical things that need to happen if we're going to have influence. And neither of those really had anything to do with government. The first was that we need to move the people of God to get off their padded pews and be the people of God, to be different in this victory, as I just said. When we view abortion through the lens of the Christian faith, see, we don't see it just as a moral issue that needs correcting or a political issue that needs strategizing. It's a spiritual issue, and that needs to take priority for us in our lives and to move us in the decisions that we make, the issues that we support, defend, and so forth. So the first critical one was to move God's people to be the people of God. And the second critical issue they identified was that we as God's people need to reach out and influence those around us who are not like us, living in the real world. And that means if we're going to influence our neighbor, then as Scripture admonishes, we're to love our neighbor. And so the manner of reaching out becomes very important. If we condemn and judge and confront, we're going to be building and putting up barriers and not bridges. And so there's a call for sharing the truth in love, and there's a call for acting out in love. And I cite examples of pregnancy centers and post-abortion counseling centers around the country as great examples, hospice centers, pastors who share law and gospel, and parishioners who put it into practice. The Spirit of Christ will be at work as we love our neighbor and as we share God's truth and apply it to these issues in a winsome and meaningful way, and we can have an influence.
So are you saying that even without the prospect of political and legislative and regulatory victories for the pro-life movement for the next 4 years or so, that pro-lifers can still defend life from beginning to end just as effectively in these other ways, even without the political victories, for as long as it takes?
Yes, yes. As I tell folks, you know, Lutherans for Life, you know, they say, well, changing your strategy, what are you going to be doing now? We have this administration. What we do is not going to change because it's not based upon who's in office. You know, I've said we're not drawing battle lines with the Obama administration. Our battle lines are drawn where they've always been, and that's to help God's people have a perspective that keeps these kinds of things from happening again in the future, to help us understand that our democracy needs a moral foundation upon which to build. And it's Christians who can help provide that as we influence based on this good news of victory that we have been given.
Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa. He's author of an article in the latest issue of LifeDate newsletter titled Victory. Dr. Lamb, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much for having me on again.
Folks, go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, and click on Demand. You'll find a link to Lutherans for Life, issuesetc.org. Well, it's that time of the year. It comes around about twice a year. I know a lot of congregations are assembling all the information, all of the things that they need to put together their congregational budget, usually starting around June and July. They're thinking seriously about adopting budgets for the fiscal year 2009 and 10. Well, your congregation's doing that? I have a suggestion for you. Please suggest to your congregation that they become part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're asking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 in their mission or advertising budget, for the support of Issues Etc. You can find out all you need to know about the Issues Etc. 300 and, indeed, a printable flyer that you can take to your congregation at budget planning time and ask them to be part of the Issues Etc. 300. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click sponsors, and you'll find that flyer and all the information you need about the Issues Etc. 300. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, the 11th of March. We'll start out with Dr. Sergej Trifkovic. We'll talk with him about, well, I don't know if it's going to be Sharia law, but Islam is going to be the new basis for the Somalian constitution and laws. They're going to rewrite everything on the basis of Islamic principles, they say. They're hoping that this compromise will bring some peace to that country. We'll find out what's happening in Somalia with Sergej Trifkovic. And then Gretchen Pasentino will join us for the remainder of the hour. Yesterday marked the 50th anniversary of China's expulsion of Tibetan Buddhists from Tibet, along with the Dalai Lama. He's been in exile ever since. Now, he is worshipped and followed by many, many Buddhists. We'll find out who he is, what Buddhism is, what Tibetan Buddhism is, and why China continues to this very day to crack down on the religious freedom of Buddhists, especially in Tibet. Gretchen Pasentino will be our guest. Okay, think about it. We don't necessarily have a long list of things that will be accomplished pro-life-wise in the next 4 years. Or do we? Pregnancy centers, reaching out to people you know who are pregnant, who had an abortion. That's where it begins. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. is next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.